But the championship dinner goes tonight. Tiger Woods tweeted out that he's disappointed he can't be there to rack up the bill for Dustin Johnson, because I'm pretty sure everything that gets consumed in there goes to the champion, right? Like, DJ's picking up the tab more or less
no,
tonight.
No, he's not. Augusta National pays for everything. You think they're going to say, welcome to Augusta, here's an $85,000 dinner bill?
I thought I heard a story from Mickelson where Phil said someone was getting a bottle of wine, and then he realized that it was a $10,000 bottle, and it was going to him. Anyway, we'll clarify that. We're wasting time here. Dinner menus, oh, on the clock.
For my appy, my kunama, my aunt, her Korean food as an appetizer. Just have it out there. Some beef chapche, some bulgogi, and some karbi.
I like it a
delicious.
Lot.
Delicious. Okay? That's just a little sampler for the fellas. And here is the King Daddy topper. I could just imagine having the plate and laying it down for Jerry Player saying, have a piece of Brian Hayes lasagna. That is my main at Augusta National.
Wow.
Brian Hayes lasagna. Of all the things in the world, that's my selection.
That is a
Tiger
badge of
Woods.
Honor.
Impressive.
Tiger
Impressive.
Woods, here's Brian Hayes lasagna. And as a dessert, I'm going with my mom Laverne's lemon meringue pie.
That is an absolutely beautiful menu. It's very short. It's to the point.
How do you beat that? I don't know how you beat that.
You can't beat my lasagna. I mean, I didn't even put it on my list because I thought, you know what? I don't know if I need this many people having access to the lasagna. It's so good.
Yeah. How about this? Jerry Player, you skinny, fat little, you know what? Have this lasagna and then go run for 10 miles.
Right, you know he would. He'd be doing stretches in between. Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, Jerry.
The hero.
Hero, absolutely. I went a little bit over the top here. I figure it's a classy moment. I have to at least put forth a plan as if I'm supposed to be classy. Appies are simple. Bacon-wrapped scallops, spinach and artichoke dip. It's money. Like, it's absolutely money. It's across the board. It's a little bit of class. It's a little bit of, like, Arby's slash, you know,
artichoke
everything you need.
Dip is class? Come on, dude.
It's very classy. Soup and salad doesn't really matter, but Caesar salad, red pepper soup, just to make sure you set the tone. Main dish, you knew this was coming, chicken penne pesto from the alumni
from
box.
From the alumni box.
From the alumni box. Yeah, that's very important.
Solid.
With a little bruschetta. I got to say that properly.
There's one King Daddy topper on that. Our guy from the alumni brings it out for
he
everyone.
He has to. That's absolutely
well, he's
gonna imperative.
Taste it. He's going to taste it for everybody. That's
fine.
What he does. So.
He's a taste tester, and he makes sure everyone's all dialed in, and it's all good. So the alumni box, chicken penne pesto. Dessert's very simple. Strawberry rhubarb pie, a little bit of butter pecan. I mentioned that. It's a Mount Rushmore-type item in terms of pies, in terms of desserts. And I even mixed in a post-game, if you're really shattered and getting after it, wings and poutine late night with Jerry Player.
That's solid. That's solid.
Just
I
a late night
that.
Little wings and poutine
just
at around
midnight. Just
with
Craig Stadler and Ian Woosnam getting shattered.
Exactly.
Everyone else is gone. All right, Noodles, you've been talking a big game. Your Masters Championship dinner menu. Come on
let
now.
Let me guess. Happy
keep
chicken
in mind.
Fingers and fries.
Now, hold on a second. Hear me out.
Okay.
Because you walk in and it's like a giant room, correct?
Yeah,
like
more
you walk
or less.
In and it's okay.
Yeah, it's a banquet.
So as you walk in, you are handed a Moscow Mule drink because everyone needs to wet your whistle.
Drinks.
So
I
everyone
thought of that.
Moscow Mule specialty drink, alcohol or no alcohol involved, you decide on that.
Thumbs up. I
grazing
like it.
Food, just and this isn't even an appetizer. Just grazing Cineplex popcorn kicking around right around the outside of the room.
Dude,
now
couples would walk out.
That's
would walk
sickening.
Out.
Well, for the Masters,
you know
that's sickening.
Let me get the. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Now the appetizers: pierogies made by Darlene McLennan. You know that they're going to be very good.
Yes.
And burrata. Do you know what burrata is? The
no
cheese
idea.
From the Amalfi Coast in Italy, flown in. Burrata with toast around that. You dip that
toast.
Cheese in there. It's
you
unbelievable.
Toast. Okay, I like it.
No
toast.
Salad. No salad whatsoever. Pre-pasta dishes. Olive Garden tour of Italy.
I like it.
That
I'm
is your
fan.
Pasta dish. Lasagna, chicken parm. Fettuccine Alfredo flown in from Il Verde in Rome.
You're flying all this main. Stuff in for everybody, okay?
This guy, what,
now for the main event.
Pot before dinner or
no
what?
Kidding.
Main event. Lowry's Prime Rib Carving Station. They wheel around to your table. They open it up. It's the prime rib with cream corn, peas, Yorkshire pudding, and gravy.
That's in Chicago,
right? If you don't like
right?
that, yeah, if you don't like that, it's P.F. Chang's Mongolian beef and lemon chicken.
That I'm a big
fan
of.
That is another option.
P.F. Chang's.
And then for, yeah, that's okay. The thing. You either or, and then for a dessert, sticky toffee pudding with caramel drizzle and vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah.
Or chocolate molten lava cake with vanilla bean ice cream.
Yeah, that's pretty good, too. That's a good ending.
Plenty of options.
Plenty of options. You know, I think you're lacking
in
some areas.
You went too far.
Yeah, the flying in of items.
You know what? If Freddie Couples walks out, I give him the finger and I kick him in the ass on the way out.
It is your night.
I don't want you there.
You're the championship.
It's my night. I'm the Masters champion. Not you, Freddie.
Yeah.
Take a lap.
I like the idea of cocktails at the door, though. That is very classy.
You have to have a cocktail and a grazing station. Lots of food, too.
Grazing. I like popcorn flown in from Cineplex Odeon, only in Canada.
Flown in.
Sean McKenzie style.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Delivered.
You order it anywhere you want.
Old school. Okay, there it is. It's on the line. Jump online, review it, process it, tell us what you think. We'll continue with this throughout the afternoon.